Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Construction on offices, residential properties, and other projects continues full speed ahead across the area. Joining us, Albie Galoon, senior reporter at Crane's Chicago Business. Albie, is this essential here? Is that one of the reasons why these projects have continued?
Yeah, hi, Cisco. Well, in Illinois, it is. Back when Governor Pritzker issued his stay-home order about 3 weeks ago, he determined that construction was essential infrastructure. So that means that, you know, everything, construction on everything from office buildings to apartment buildings and condos continues. And this is, you know, something that states all over the country and municipalities all over the country have had to wrestle with. And it kind of depends on what state you're in. If you're in Pennsylvania, they've shut down most construction. Same goes for New York. And so, you know, I guess it depends on what your definition of essential is.
And when it comes to, I guess, keeping a sector of the economy going, this seems like one that would have a pretty significant impact, because not only do you have that project going on and those workers, but they're buying and using supplies. And so you have other jobs that keep moving throughout the supply chains.
Yeah, in the Chicago area, the construction industry employs about 130,000 people. That's a lot of people, but, you know, there are also, you know, there's a trickle-down effect, as there is in, you know, every industry. And so, you know, you've got material suppliers, and there's a whole supply chain that flows from that. And so it's a very big industry, and it's an important to the Chicago economy.
So when it comes to keeping this going in an age in which a lot of people are not at work, is there any sort of a hint that maybe now is the time to do some of these construction projects? You have the roads are basically empty. You have a lot of people who are out of office buildings and off other job sites.
It's an interesting question. You know, I haven't heard that from anybody, but, you know, I think you're right. I mean, if you own a hotel and you had been planning on doing a renovation, now is the time to do it, right? Because a lot of hotels are shut down. There's nobody. The downtown occupancy rate was below 6% last week. So when there are no people in your buildings, that is the time to do a renovation. I haven't heard that, though. It would make a certain amount of sense, aside from the fact that, you know, if you look long term, I mean, there's a larger macro question here. You know, what's going to happen to the economy? I think most people would agree we're in a recession right now. And, you know, if this downturn lasts for a long time, that's going to have an impact on demand for real estate. And so, you know, it's entirely possible that, you know, the construction industry, you know, it's a development and construction is a highly cyclical business. So if we're in a long-term recession, there's not going to be much building going on. And I think that for people who are deciding whether to move forward with projects, you know, they have to go to lenders and get money to pay for them. And right now, a lot of that activity is on hold because of all the uncertainty.
It'll be fascinating to certainly see how things go, especially over the summer construction season. Thank you, Albie Galoon, senior reporter at Crane's Chicago Business.